that showed mercy on him, then said Jesus unto him, Go, and do thou likewise. Now, first thing I want you to notice is that the commandment. The commandment is, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, all your soul, all your mind, and all your strength, and thy neighbor as thyself. In another scripture, Jesus Christ said, All of the law is contained in these two statements. That is, if you went into your Bible and you started back there with Genesis, Genesis would have to do with the generation of men, the generation that was about. And it would start with Adam and go through to showing you the children of Abraham and the people of Abraham and so forth. All right. You get to the book of Exodus, and you start in the book of Exodus. And what is happening is that God Almighty chose out from all mankind one nation of men. For instance, if you went back to that house and come down, that they would go to Noah. And then when you get to Noah, there are three sons. Those three sons are Shem, Ham, and Japheth. And from those three, earth has been overspread. I don't care where it is today. This genealogy that's not the one of the three. It's either from the yellow man, which is Shem, and from there comes the Indian, the Jew, Japanese, the Chinese, the Oriental, from Shem. From Ham is the black man. Doesn't make any difference to me whether it's in the United States or in Africa. This genealogy goes back to Ham. The word Ham in itself means black.
Black
and warm. And the nearest thing we have to it today would be burnt.
along and told him. And he said, just do a nice lift. And then he said, who's my neighbor? Now that's what we want to talk about. Jesus Christ told him a story here that exemplifies who my neighbor is. He said that a certain man, 1 John 30, a certain man went down from the roof of the Jericho for my benefit this morning. Here's the message that I have. For my benefit, that certain man represents the United States in general. Status I feel alive, a jumped on him, but he stripped him of his ring, wounded him, appointed healing him right there. In other words, mankind then has been stripped. The thieves represent the devil. The devil has stripped mankind, spiritually speaking, of clothing and lifting naked before God. He's exposed before God as a sinful wickedly is. But that isn't all. The Father is going to find that in the hallway bleeding. His blood is oozing out of him. He's dying and he's not aware that he's dying. He's out cold with the flames. He's just like a man that's been in the rain and caught one on the chin and he's out cold. He's down there. He does not know that he's bleeding. He does not know that his blood is oozing out of him, that his life is leaving him. And he represents lost people in the world today who do not know that they're dead in trespasses and sin. They do not realize they are lost, doomed, and damned to vision. They, as far as they're concerned, are all right. Mankind out there tonight doesn't know his condition. I see them by the thousands out there, and I realize that they just aren't aware of their condition. They are not aware that if the Lord did not knock now, they would be destroyed. They are not conscious of that. They're thinking of everything else. They're like that man lying there in the side of the road, and he's out cold, dying, and doesn't realize he's dying. And if you try to tell people that, they say, let me alone, I don't want to hear that stuff. Well, I know people don't want to hear about it. I know they don't want to hear about death and hell and those kind of things. They'd rather just have peace and ought to just go to hell in peace. Just die in peace. But to allow that is not the end of this matter. I notice that thought. In fact, there are a lot of people in this Bible that I will refer to as being dead. One of those people is a little girl. There was a man named Jairus. He came to Jesus and he said, my daughter is sick. Would you come and heal her? Jesus Christ goes to where the girl is, but by the time he got there, she fell. There is another that Jesus is walking along with outside of the city, and this woman is fell out in a basket, and the guy said at the burial, he's dead. The other is Lazarus. Died, he's put in the tomb, he's prepared for burial, put in the tomb, stayed there for a day. Jesus Christ goes to where the daughter of Jairus is, and walks in the room where she is, walked over to her and took her by the hand, and said, I say unto thee, arise, and lifted her up, and she said, he walked over to where the boy was lying in the Thank you. example, Jesus Christ is the example. Jesus Christ did love God with all his heart, all his soul, all his mind, and all his strength. And in a spiritual sense, I can say that about myself. But that is the law. Jesus Christ did love his neighbors and sons. I prove it due to the fact that he laid down the crown in glory, the white robes in glory, and came down to this stinking, filthy, rotten, cussing, adulterous world. And went among men and dwelt among men and listened to the conversation and only on so that he might redeem them. And I go places sometimes that the flesh enjoys. And yet the new man that I am in Christ gets no enjoyment out of it. And I tell myself a lot of the time that I hope that some way, somehow, that I might one day be able to present some truth to some of these people. And maybe they wake up and see the need. I know some people personally right now that I'd give anything if I could tell them. You don't realize anything if I could just take those people and sit down and show them the truth and say, won't you look right here? Won't you look what God said? Won't you just listen and show them where they're headed? I think about some people that I've known in the past that I've fellowshiped with. As a matter of fact, I've done it one time. I used to go by and talk to them all the time. And you know something? I never said one word that I thought about the Lord. I never opened my mouth. I was afraid that I'd end up in embarrassment with that guy. And so I stood there and I followed his blades. I talked to him day in and day out. And then one day, I read in the newspaper, well, that fellow, they go just like that. It was in an automobile accident and dead. And, you know, I was so torn apart. I felt such a guilt because I had every opportunity to witness that fellow and tell him about Jesus. If he would have thrown me out of his place, he could have just thrown me out, but at least I could have told him. And I met Joe, you know why? I do love that fellow. The way the Lord loved him. I was selfish. I wanted him to like me. And I was afraid that if I told him the truth of the Word of God, he'd dislike me and turn his back on me and throw me out of there. Therefore, I kept my mouth shut. People embarrass us. There are people sometimes. I was selfish. I wanted him to like me. And I was afraid that if I told him the truth of the Word of God, he'd dislike me and turn his back on me and throw me out of there. Therefore, I kept my mouth shut. I know that sometimes people embarrass us. There are people sometimes that say to me, and I don't find it that we don't want to do this anymore. But I walked up back one time, not over maybe a year ago. I was trying to get some exhaust put on my old T-Bird that I've been working on. I pulled up to the shop, and there was a man standing there. And I thought, no, but as I walked out of the room, he said, looked around with the squirt pump. Rescue mission, and I ran a rescue mission for 6 years. And I've had men somebody else.